5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, can you believe it? Another TGIF Friday here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, May 21st, 2021. Obviously, it's Friday. I hope everybody's having a spectacular day. Wherever you may be listening to, we can be caught on all types, wherever you can find your podcast, or you can just Google the show at SRQ Talk Show. It's a week in review here that started on May 10th, Monday this week. And basically, season 3, episode 10, we're in double digits already. Weeks are flying by here as we go. I mean, I can't believe every time I get up, I'm only doing this one time a week now, as opposed to 5 days a week like we used to broadcast. Now it's just a week in review, basically bringing Sarasota, where I'm broadcasting live from, that's Sarasota, Florida, to you ignorant bastards. Yes, the week started on May 17th. We're going to go over it. It's overwhelming news all in a week to try to get it in on a one-hour show. We broadcast 30 minutes in the front, 30 in the back. We normally dedicate the first half hour to our local Sarasota, Manatee County, bringing them to the front of the news. First, we're reporting what's going on here around us. Being selfish a little bit, and then we go statewide. We try to go national and international, considering that we have 15 countries. You heard me. I didn't stutter. 15 international countries other than the United States. Listen to your boy Roy here. Some more percentage than others. The most notable lately, damn Germans. Germans are amping up. The radar is going up in Germany and statewide. Washington still number one, followed by Florida. And then, oh, great people of damn Ohio in Columbus can't shut me off. So there we go. The show today, sponsored to you by SRQTshirts.com. Do us a favor and go give them a look-see on their website. It's a local t-shirt company here. Basically, it's statement t-shirts. I have plenty of them. I have a whole closet full of them. Go over there, srqtshirts.com. They've sponsored the show from the beginning, from our first season, where we had 37 episodes. Season 2 had 28, and we're on season 3 now, our spring edition, broadcasting our 10th episode here. Broadcasting, like we said in the latter, just one time a week now. Again, it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, man. How's it going? It's breezy, sunny, and beautiful as usual here. The breeze is definitely welcomed here. Humidity has been down. No rain as of late, but from what I hear today, we will be getting, there are already some reports, man. We're only 2 weeks out from officially hurricane season here on June 1st in Florida, like it is every year, keeping you in the know. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Tropical storm watch up in Bermuda already. Looks like another early start to the hurricane season this year as low pressure systems northeast of Bermuda is getting amped up, man. The National Hurricane Center now gives it an 80% chance of for developing, which is going to go ahead and make me click on this. And which I'm going to try to get all the news the week that was, starting on a Monday all the way till today. But today, let's just look at the spaghetti plots here. And they're all over the places they usually. But there is some developing news here. It looks like another early start. Let me see. The National Hurricane Center gives it 80% chance for developing in the next 2 days, a 90% chance in the next 5 days into a subtropical cyclone. It will begin to move toward the west southwest on Friday and move over some warmer waters in the Atlantic, which will allow it to become a better organized center of circulation there. That's right. It's right about that time. It's right on point. It was early last year, and the waters are warm, man, and that's what's going to develop these things land-wise here. I hope we get some rain soon, okay, because with the breeze, the way it's picking up, the heat, it's getting hotter by the day here. That's a recipe for some wildfires there, which we want to avoid. So we deal with wildfires here, man. We deal with hurricanes, at least, what is it, until November 30th here. And they do come up late now, September and October being the hotbed. It will eventually begin to move to the west southwest toward Bermuda, which is now about 650 miles away from the storm. Right now, it looks like it will be a subtropical storm, meaning it will be poorly organized and have most of the storms east and the center of circulation. So it sounds like it's going to be, yeah, let's take it back to me. It's just like this show, man. It's all over the place. We try to be organized, but they don't pay me enough to do it. So I don't put in that much work like I should. And I do apologize.
Whatever.
The tax deadline was on Monday. So if you didn't file your taxes, now it's May 21st. You are officially late. That's right. Late in submitting your taxes, man. Usually every year it's April 15th. This year, due to the pandemic, they moved that over to May 17th, which was on Monday. Now, if you were running late and didn't have your papers together, didn't have time to do it because you waited till the last minute, you could have had a deadline. Like, you could have submitted an extension and they give you until October 15th, though. But you got to do one or the other, man. And sending the extension is the easiest thing. You just go ahead and download the form there. It's 45 something. You look it up, Google it. It's all over the place there. You can extend it until October 15th, but you had to get it postmarked by the 17th for them to accept your extension there. And you got to give kind of estimated what you may have to pay there or get back in return. I get a lot of 1099s. So guess what? Yep. I'm probably paying, and they're probably going to get me for a pretty penny. But I did hear something about maybe it was there a $10,000 extension, but that was only due to people that are unemployed and collecting unemployment compensation there. And we did cover that last week, that on May 31st, it's over for you. You're going to have to start proving that you're looking for a job. So I'm not sure how many jobs they required to search for, but you definitely got to go either to the career center or you have to go ahead and show them proof, list the jobs, plus the contact information of the person that you talked to or submitted your email to. Keeping you in the know, man. TGIF, May 21st, a couple of weeks away. Well, 1 week away from Memorial Day. Maybe a couple of weeks, 10 days away from the start of hurricane season. We're just doing a show here every Friday, the week that was, going over the top headlines that caught your boy Roy's attention. And the tax deadline was definitely one of them. I'm one of those procrastinators. Usually have to pay is the reason why I file so late, if you want me to be really honest with you. Let's see, because there's a lot of sports stories that happen that we can go over for the week, but we'll do that on the latter 30 minutes that what we call the second half here of the SRQ talk show. May 17th. Oh, yeah. I mean, basically the week ends right after I get out of here on Friday, after I broadcast this segment of the show. I'm pretty much my week starting, okay? And it's usually consists of Flocka coming over. That's my girl. She'll come over tonight, spend a weekend with me. We'll do something fun in the sun on Saturday. But this last weekend, we actually went shopping. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how I feel normally about shopping. But Flocka is somebody that I enjoy being with. So if it takes going through a couple of aisles with her and picking out some things and doing some shopping that I usually need to get done. If you see me in the stores, it's because I need to get a specific thing. And then I might wander a little bit with Flocka and we might get a couple of impulse buys that we didn't think of it. It's usually, you know, food related, but this time we went out looking for a damn Mother's Day gift. And I hope all you did as well. Okay. And what I did was, well, actually, that was last week that we went for the Mother's Day gift. This week, we ended up shopping again on Saturday. And not that we're big shoppers. Me and Flocka are not big shoppers at all. However, we went fish hunting as far as going to the aquariums. We hit about a good two or three places like Petco and Pet Supermarket and Petland. Not to give any of these people any free plugs. However, those are the places. We didn't go to Wet Pets there on 17th, but we did, hang out in the Gulf Gate, South Sarasota area. We went to a couple of them there. She wanted to check out some fish, and I got donated this week. Talking about the week that was, personally, I got a 38-gallon tank. Lock it up, baby. Now, I'm not a big fish guy, only because of the maintenance that it requires. I'm not willing to put that work into it. I don't want to change the water every month or whatever the case may be. I don't want to deal with dying fish. I don't want to figure out which fish is good with what other fish. I don't want to deal with the algae. And then, I like to feed them and look at them, you know, maybe smoke a bowl, yeah, and look at the fish tank and meditate a little bit. But other than that, I just don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean? I like the idea of a fish tank in the house. I think it does make it look classy and it makes it look nice when the lights are out. Fish, it's glowing. It's I'm not talking salt water too, because I'm not going to, you know, pay $150 for a damn fish. Okay.
Whatever.
I'm just not. You might have that kind of flow. You know, there's people that pay $300 to put ink on their body. Okay. I'm not that guy. Okay. First of all, zero tattoos. Not that I'm better than you, but it is God's temple.
Whatever.
All right, and I choose not to. Just like you choose to get tattoos on your body, I choose not to. I was raised that kind of picks you out of the crowd, you know? It's easy to pick you out. So I just rather not do it, be invisible, okay? There's nothing that you're going to say, it's the guy with the Popeye tattoo on the side of his forearm. No, you know, I'm not that guy, okay? But it's okay if you are. You know, that's your prerogative. You do what you want with your body. I'm not here to tell you what to do, you know, but I'm not going to pay, okay, $150, $250, $300 sometimes for a damn fish, okay? So I'm avoiding salt water. So that means, I'm going to have to change the water into fresh water. You know, what kind of fish are able to swim together without eating and killing each other? I'm not ready to deal with all that. I'm just not all in like that. I don't have time for that. I don't have the luxury of that time. So what I need to do is I need to find some land animal, okay, that's low maintenance that I can deal with. And what did we come up with? We came out with a damn tortoise. That's right. Not a turtle, sea turtle, water turtle. That is, from what I heard from everybody, it completely avoid having a water turtle, a sea turtle, whatever the hell you want to call them, in a tank. It's slave labor. All day, you'll be changing the water. They're gross as far as crapping in it. The water just it gets cloudy. It's just they're a mess. So what's the next best thing? A land tortoise, baby. That's right. You heard me. It's the tortoise, man. And we found out real quick, okay, that there's a couple of popular tortoise types of tortoises. You want to deal with the red foot tortoise. The red foot tortoise is the most common one, the most sought out one, and guess what? The most damn expensive one too. You're gonna be running about 250, 300 bucks if you want a red foot tortoise, okay? And if you, you know, if you disagree with me and you find it cheaper somewhere, let me know. And we're not talking about the Russian Dan tortoise, okay? The Russian tortoise, that's different. And don't come up with me to a tortoise talk, because I completely was educated on the subject over the weekend. So I'm on my P's and Q's, and I got great sleep last night too. You want to hit me up on an email, disagree or agree, or want to discuss one of the past recordings on the many podcasts that you can be listening from, you can hit me up on an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, leave me a voicemail. Any good? Your boy Roy is going to put you on the air here, and we'll play it for everybody to hear your madness, okay? Go ahead and go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds in 60 seconds only. Don't be going and rambling on about nonsense, okay? Get to your damn point, okay? People say I'm not patient, but man. All right, so tortoise. Turtle. Let me see. Tortoise hunting. Yeah, man. So we went to all the local pet supermarkets, if you want, the Petcos of the world. But we went also to mom and pops. A lot of mom and pops in Gulfgate, in the Gulfgate surrounding area. We actually went all the way to University Drive in Lockwood. For our first one, and we didn't find anything we wanted there as well. But we did go tortoise hunting, and not too many tortoises for sale. I mean, most pet supermarkets had it, like maybe one, two. I think Petland had two of them, one the Redfoot and then the Russian one. So the Russian one is about $150, $100, $120, anywhere but between $100 and $150. But they're very low maintenance. And one other thing, okay? When you're going to a pet store and you see a fish, don't lift it up and lift it up in the air, you damn maniac. Okay? I found myself doing that too. And if you think about it, this is a land animal that's usually being on the land like us. Pick us up and start waving us up 10,000 feet to them. I mean, your height, you're 6 foot, another arm, another foot, you're 7 feet, and you're wagging them all over the... Sadella, how do you think the damn turtle is going to feel? He's going to want to, you know, yak all over you, man. You know, they do like to be handled and touched, and you can rub their shells. And yes, the question is, can they feel their, can they feel you when you're petting them on the shell? And the answer is yes, apparently. I don't know how any of these humans know any of this. Did they interview a damn tortoise to find out? Yeah, you can feel it. But I guess there has been scientific, experiments or whatever, where they found some movement or some feeling in the tortoise there when you do touch them on the shell there. And they're not going to be like a snapping turtle. I mean, they're not going to bite you or anything. From what I hear, the Russian foot one, the red foot one, if you grab them and try to touch them on the head, they tend to want to go into the shell if they don't like you. However, if on the Russian tortoise, they seem to like it and they'll wag. And but if they're moving their feet around and all that, it's because they want you to put them down on a level, or at least make them feel like they're on grounded floor. They're a damn land animal. They don't fly. They're not a freaking bird. Okay, they don't want you lifting them up 10,000 feet. Here, mom, look at this or whatever. You know what I mean? The damn turtle's like, damn, put me down. You know, please. Turtle's like, you know, so don't damn traumatize the damn tortoises, man. But anyway, the point is, that is the low maintenance kind of pet that I can have in a 38 gallon non-water tank. So it's just for visuals. You know, they basically eat anything that's green leafy, cabbage, not your iceberg damn crap. You know, I'm sure they'll eat anything. They're damn animals, okay? But and this notion about feeding them fruits, yes, they can eat fruits as a damn snack, okay? You don't want to feed them then dinner and all that. It's like you don't eat cookies for fucking dinner, do you? I mean, I'm so sorry to hit the F-bomb. Sorry? No, not. Whatever. Okay, we don't edit the show. We won't edit the show. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, our TGI Fret Friday show, which we're supposed to be going over the week that was. That was my week going damn tortoise hunting, whatever. Okay, on Saturday. And haven't got it yet. Do have the tank, though, in the house. Just don't know exactly if I'm going to go forward with this. I mean, what the hell do I want a tortoise anyway? I mean, they're cool to look up, pick up. It's a conversation piece, you know. Flocka is going to love it. But, you know, I'm still on the fence for it. I haven't dropped the 120 down on it and to go get it because it's not going to entail 120. Then you got to get a heat lamp. And then you got to get a UV. You got to get the damn hay. You got to get a little bowl for them to shit or to eat or to swim in their crap. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm learning as I go here. But I know it ain't going to be just 120 out the door. Okay, you got to get all these other accessories. So I'm going to be looking at least $200. Easy. We're keeping our eye on the time because your time flies here with your boy Roy, man. No lie here. We're already 20 minutes in. Flying time here, and we only do a 1 hour show, 30 minutes in the front, 30 in the back, which is usually all sports oriented. That doesn't discourage any of the damn women. 62% of the females are listening to your boy Roy, number one state in the whole United States. It's the damn state of Washington, amped up in Seattle. Gonna mention that. Top five in Florida. Let's look at the top five cities in Florida. Florida being the number two state that listens to your boy Roy. Of course they better be listening, man. I damn broadcast from there. So let's see. Of course we mentioned our 15 countries, Germany taking the lead now as the number one international country to listen to your boy Roy. It goes like this. Watch, we got Washington, Florida, Ohio top three, followed by Texas, Virginia, and Georgia, and then it goes downhill. Even though the needle's going up, remember our boys, damn, from damn Jersey, you know, opting out because we weren't 82% anymore on our betting that we used to do on episode on season one and two. We're getting more run in Jersey. It used to be all Clifton. Now it's North Bergen, Bayville, and I don't know if I'm butchering this name, but Absecon, damn, New Jersey and Englewood is all damn well amped up there on your boy Roy. So the needle's going up in Jersey, even though they are in the tank here as far as the states go as a whole in the U.S. that listens to your boy Roy. They are actually the leader of the toilet. I wouldn't even consider them the toilet bowl. They're just it goes Washington, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, Georgia, Jersey. The toilet bowl starts with California. But as I say that, I used to have just Mountain View in and that is the large segment of society in California that's listening to your boy Roy way out west there. Mountain View leads the way, but we got Delano, Brea, and Irving. Lock it up, man. California's needle's going up locally here. It seems like the biggest rating jump so far. It's my damn people in Palmetto. Someone's got to represent for damn Manatee County because it's certainly not going to be, Bradenton. You know, we all know that by now for three seasons. The biggest haters, I give them love all the time. Defend them with these snobby damn Sarasotians in Siesta Key. Oh, yeah, that was something else in the news. Siesta Key wants to tear apart away from Sarasota County. Oh, well, excuse me.
Whatever.
For real. Let's see some of the local news, man, because we got to put our pedal to the metal here trying to go over. We went over the tax deadline. Yeah, we're all over the place. So what?
Whatever.
Yep, that's what I got to say. And let me see the end of the NBA, but that's more sports oriented. Seminole sports betting. Okay, that's another thing I wanted to look at. Let me see. Florida lawmakers, that's a big thing because we're big gamblers over here, man. We're degenerate gamblers over here. So anything in the news there statewide, Florida legislators approve our boy Governor DeSantis gambling betting, but legal fights do loom. Sports betting could soon, let me just see, it could soon be legal in Florida. There you go, man. That would be great. As the legislator on Wednesday ratified a sweeping new 30-year gambling deal Wednesday between Governor Ron DeSantis and Seminole Tribe of Florida. The Florida House voted 97-17 in favor of the deal that will bring an average of $500 million a year in revenue to the state. The Florida Senate approves the deal Tuesday, a 38-1 vote. How do you like me now? Congratulations to the Florida House, man. Florida Senate approves the deal 38-1, but the agreement still needs a federal approval. And sports betting under the deal can't begin until October 15th, the same date that the IRS is giving you to file your taxes there if you're not paying and paying a close attention here. Also, lawsuits from groups opposed to the expansion could delay the start of the day. Yeah, don't be opposed to it. What could you be possibly opposed to having some degenerate be able to, place a bet under some regulations there? The breakdown of the 2010 compact has denied the state of Florida any revenue derived from the Seminole Tribes of ongoing gambling operations. Yeah, so that's really surprising to me that the Seminole Tribe would actually share in their profits. They don't have to, including what this is how bad they want sports gambling, that they're willing to give some of the money back to Florida, which they don't have to, including what is most profitable casino in the United States, located in Hillsborough County. That's right, baby. Hillsborough, one of the most profitable casinos in the United States. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know, man. These changes today, DeSantis said in the statement issued by his office, I quote, "With this new compact, the state will now see a large stream of recurring revenue to the tune of billions of dollars over the next few years." Keeping you in the know, man. Gambling coming down to Florida, man. That's sports gambling for you. It was the end of the NBA season, but we're going to go over that in sports in the next half hour. So, yeah, that's basically was the thing. Oh, and one other thing. This vomit down, Lori Lightfoot, this racist mayor of Chicago, forbidding anybody that's not anybody but white reporters.
Whatever.
Are you kidding me? You damn disgrace. Are you kidding me? I'm almost lost for words here. That Mayor Lori Lightfoot of damn Chicago, which is one of the greatest cities that this country has, would actually only be granting interviews to white reporters. Let's take a listen here. Is this going to be a, this is going to be an audio of Lightfoot. I couldn't believe it. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she will only grant one-on-one interviews to minority journalists. Oh, yeah. The Washington Bureau Chief of Chicago Times, Lynn Sweet, provides analysis. What is there to analyze? She's a damn vomit. You know, you communist bitch. Let's hear the audio on this, because this really disturbed me. Let me check our time here. We are coming up against the clock as usual, but I gotta listen to this, and I want you all to too. You know, if we're ever gonna get it, we're gonna get the little advertising of damn Oprah. Like, she needs my advertising on the Discovery Channel. Once this crap is over, and then we're gonna get right to it. Lori Lightfoot, racist mayor of Chicago.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot facing criticism for her decision to grant one-on-one interviews with only minority journalists to commemorate her second anniversary in office. In a letter to City Hall, Chicago City Hall reporter, she wrote, "There are only a handful of beat reporters of color in the City Hall press corps. There are zero women of color assigned to the City Hall beat. Zero. I find this unacceptable, and I hope you do too. It is impossible for this glaring lack of diversity not to be reflected in the daily coverage of government, politics, and city life every single day." Joining me now is Lynn Sweet. She's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times and a longtime member of the Chicago Press Corps. So what's going on here, Lynn?
Well, John, I just want to say from the beginning, I am not troubled by this.
Oh, you know what? If you're not troubled by this, if anybody is not troubled by this, you got to be out of your damn mind. That's racism and bigotry at its highest level. Can you imagine a white mayor saying that he's not going to let anybody of any minority interview him? You got to be kidding me, man. Well, we're up against the clock. I want you to stand by because we do have 30 minutes left of the SRQ talk show. We're just going to have to do it on the back end. So give us about 2 minutes here. We'll return with another 30 minutes. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining me for the latter 30 minutes of the show, of the 1 hour show. It's season 3, episode 10, May 21st, 2021, baby. And we are pumped up. It's Friday as usual, TGIF. That is when we are choosing to broadcast weekly, doing a show. Basically, that is the week that was. And in 30 minutes, man, it's hard to get in. I go on rants about tortoises and turtles and start talking about my personal life. The time goes, and then we catch a story like damn Lori Lightfoot, the racist mayor of Chicago, and gets me all lathered up on the last 2 minutes. And we have to cut the show like that because Anchor, where we choose to broadcast the show, Anchor Podcast, will cut your ass off big time.
Whatever.
And they don't care. Okay, they will cut you off. We have learned this because we've done 3 seasons of this crap. 37 shows on season 1, 28 on season 2, and we're into number 10 here on season 3, our spring edition. We went over some of the top news that you had until the 17th of May to file your taxes. If not, you had to file the extension stamp posted by the U.S. Postal Service, marked as the 17th, to go ahead and get your deadline, your extension request in. If not, they won't take it. We went over that the Seminole casino there in Hillsborough County, one of the most profitable casinos in the U.S., okay, has struck a deal with our boy Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida to have Florida make about $500 million in revenue for allowing a sports wagering. And the Seminoles, they want complete control of the sports wagering, so it's in their best interest to do that. We went over that. Stories we didn't get off is that the state of New York lifts the mask order.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. You're about a month behind there, New York. I know you got a lot more people and you're a lot cooler. I mean, does New York listen to the damn show? They do. I know Jersey does. Does New York? We mentioned Anchor Broadcast, but we can basically be heard on any wherever you get your podcasts. The ones that we know for sure that we're on is Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Himalaya. I mean, it goes on and on. The truth of the matter is that any search engine, as in Google, Yahoo, or AOL, or Bing, you can just put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to be top one, I would say. Not even top three. Sarasota, you're barely making the top 5 on my list there. You have dropped down in the ratings here. Sarasota has is where we broadcast live from here. It's a breezy day. It's a beautiful day. No signs of rain anywhere. Okay, we already went over the numbers as far as the states are. 15 damn countries outside of the U.S. that are listening. You know that Washington is the leader of the pack there. Within Florida, we have about 15 cities. The leader of the pack there, Stam Orlando, of all damn people, because their magic is horrible. And thank God they're not in this play-in. And that's what it is. This is a show of the week that was in the, it was the end of the NBA season, meaning that the playoffs were going to start. And for the first year ever in the history in the NBA, they were going to have a play-in tournament to determine, I believe it's 6, 7, and 8 or 7 and 8. I'm a little confused, man, because there was some teams that lost this week that had another chance to win, but the other team that lost was eliminated. So I guess they did that all by record. Yeah, so that was some of the stories. The New York lifts the mask order. So what? So I missed that story. Boo-hoo. You're damn late anyway. All the damn New Yorkers are down here in Florida anyway. And, you know, just internationally, Biden asked for ceasefire in Israel. Are you going to get it? No, of course you're not, because Israel has a right to defend itself, and it's standing and still, and it's saying it's getting incoming fire from the Palestinians. You know, Palestinians started this fight, apparently. I know that there's two sides of any story, but Israel, you don't want to mess with Israel, man. Israel's got as much armor as we do, man. They are just going off on the Gaza Strip and just bombarding these damn Palestinians, man. It's sad to see, man, anytime there's conflict like that, because guess what? It won't mean a thing in a damn 100 years, man. They've been fighting for about 100 years already. So those are the kind of stories that I missed. I did want to give a hats off to Marv Albert, baby. Marv Albert, one of the greatest announcers and sports journalist there that this country has ever seen. Let's see a little bio on Marv Albert. He's one of my favorites. In fact, he is my favorite. Marv Albert is an American broadcaster, honored his work as a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame, man. He's commonly referred to as the voice of basketball. From 1967 to 2004, he was also known as the voice of the New York Knicks, where he broadcast Knicks games. He did Ranger games when I was even earlier than that. He did New York Ranger games. The guy's an icon. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's retiring. There you go. Marv Albert, man, retiring after about 60 years in broadcasting, okay? Let's look at the story here, according to the four-letter network here. From Michael Jordan soaring through the air to Willis Reed simply walking onto the court, Marv Albert supplied the sound that went with the sights. Albert has called numerous sports during a Hall of Fame career that plans nearly 60 years, just like your boy just told you, keeping you in the know through his mostly linked to basketball. There is no voice more closely associated with the NBA basketball than Marv Albert's. That's from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, said in a statement released Monday by Turner Sports. Albert plans to retire after calling the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, ending a career that began in radio in 1963. Albert will call the series for the TNT. He has been with Turner for 22 years, 19 as an NBA play-by-play announcer. There you go. Hats off, Marv Albert, baby. Wish I had more time to gloat about you, Marv, and, you know, and have tape ready of all your best damn calls. But we only do an hour show here, and on this segment, we do 30 minutes. So I got to be amped up because time flies with your boy, Roy. That's why we're going to keep our eye on the clock, because we're always up against it. But hats off to Marv Albert there, one of the stories that broke the week that was here that we're going over. And, of course, Westbrook, yeah, he choked. And I'm not talking about last night's game where he actually stepped up. I'm talking about against your Boston Celtics, man. He was atrocious. Westbrook chokes. That was one of the stories over the week as well. Oh, yeah, and one of the biggest stories. Oh, well, there you go. Steph Curry also wins the scoring title, and he's one of the most one of the few players, I think, that include only Shaq, maybe definitely Jordan, Shaq, and there was one other player there, but Steph Curry wins the scoring title championship, and he's one of the few players that has won an MVP, and that same year when he won the MVP, also won a title. There's only a handful of players. You can always Google it. Dad, I only got 30 minutes here, so I got to keep it moving, man. Let me see what else happened. Oh, yeah, one of the biggest stories, like I was saying, how about Tom Brady returning to New England week four? Schedules came out, and he's going to return to New England week four. Tickets are going for about $15,000, man, to be there. I'd rather watch it on TV, to tell you the truth, but I guess you want to be part of history and want to be there, but that's going to be one that you want to circle on your calendar. I believe that's going to have week four in October, so we'll keep our eye out for that one. Let me see what else happened during the week that was. And then the play-in games. Let's go over that. Some of the scores in this new form of playing games. Let's go over to the beginning of the week, because on Monday they tipped it off. And how about the NHL playoffs also being something that's happening now, which I think it's the best sport for playoffs for sure. Hockey is a great sport. They didn't have games on Monday, but they did on Tuesday, and that was where the Pacers blew out the Hornets. My boy Melo, they're only 19 years old. That kid's only going to get better. That's LaMelo Ball I'm referring to from the Hornets. Rozier and all these other cats he plays with, man, they'll get a better team around them. They have some upswing there. The Hornets will be back, not in the play-in game, but next year they will make the playoffs there. The Pacers blew them out 144-17 in a yawn fest. I actually saw that game. And this is the game that I told you that, Westbrook completely yacked all over himself as Tatum drops 50 on him as the Celtics roll the Wizards 118-100. And the thing about this, keeping you in the know and all that and going over the week that was, I will tell you that none of these stats mean anything. Okay, so Tatum's 50 that he drops on the Wizards and Westbrook does not count towards his stats or anything. That's a fact. That's keeping you in the know, man. SRQ Talk, it's your boy Roy. Let's keep our eye on the time. It's Friday. We're feeling good here. We're going over the week that was, and on the 30 minutes here on this side of the show, the second half, we do all sports historically here. So that's what we're doing here. So Brady returns on week four, man. I'm going to circle that one on my calendar for sure. About $12,000 for a ticket. Is that just absolutely unheard of? You know, can you imagine the scalper coming up and you're going up to him? Hey, I need two together. You got them? Yeah. How much? 12 G's. What? That's what you would be saying. I mean, that's completely absurd. I'd rather watch her at home. I don't know if it's just because I'm old, an old fart now, but I used to go to games all the time. Dolphin games every week. There was one year they suckered me into being a season ticket holder, but every other year I would just go game by game. I would go with my buddy Alex. Alex there too. He was my go-to guy, and Joey would pick him up on South Beach and head to the game to North Miami Beach every Sunday, that the 8 times a year there when the Dolphins were at home. These were in the Marino years. Ricky, the Ricky run, Ricky run days. So those were good days, man. But we used to just go and scalp tickets. And if somebody would have came up to me and told me $12,000, I'd run away so fast. In fact, we used to have little ketchup, little plastic ketchup things that we used to give to the scalpers. And we used to give them this after they gave us their high prices. And they're like, why are you giving me this? And I go, you're going to need it when you're eating that ticket, baby. Keeping you in the know. SRQ Talk. You got a handful of tickets. I only need one of them. I don't care if I'm together. I just need to get in the stadium. We used to go to 433 all the time anyway. So I just need one, man. You don't want to sell it to me for 10 bucks, you know?
Whatever.
$12,000. Stick it up your yin yang. That's never going to happen, man. That's an absurd $12,000 for a ticket. I wonder what sucker is paying that. Probably the Tesla guy or somebody like that, man, because I ain't paying 12 G's for a ticket, man. I'd rather watch it at home. Are you kidding me? So Westbrook did come back last night and redeemed himself from that absolutely horrible performance that he did on Tuesday. He came back last night. We'll go there. We don't want to jump ahead. Wednesday, I had the another yawn fest here. It turns out to be only a 4-point spread, and that's what the spread was. So you push there if you got it. Grizzlies were favorite 4. Memphis took care of the Spurs, and at one point in that game, they were up 21. So they choked on a lead there, but they did contain themselves. Memphis advances. Spurs, you're going home. Get the hell out of here. Damn, San Antonio, they used to be good, man, with Duncan and all that. And speaking of Duncan, he got introduced to the Hall of Fame, too. Hats out to damn Tim Duncan with his long hair now and shit. But anyway, and then it was the game that everybody was tuned into. And this is probably one of the best games that I've seen in over a year and a half. The Lakers went up against the reigning scoring champion of the NBA, Steph Curry. Warriors against Lakers. Warriors had a huge lead, and hats off to Draymond, man. Draymond was all over what's his name? That big galoot that the damn he was all over Anthony Davis, man. Like white on rice, man. He wouldn't let him go. And every time Draymond was on him, he would shut him down, man, completely. There was a couple of great games. It was a great game, but Golden State, in my opinion, should have won that game. And it doesn't matter. And here's where I'm confused. Now, the Warriors lost to the Lakers, right, to the play-in game, right? Now they get to they played last night. Let me just not jump ahead of myself here. So Thursday, that was the result there. Thursday, which was yesterday, Pacers beat the Wizards. But on Friday, there's a game. The Warriors play Memphis now. So even though they lost to the Lakers, and they're actually a 5-point, well, currently it's 4.5 favorite over Memphis. I'd be damn careful about Memphis. Let me tell you, man, I saw that team up close. I don't get much Memphis Grizzly damn basketball here in Sarasota. However, I did watch the Grizzly that day. And I'll tell you, man, Grizzlies have a team, man. Anderson, Jackson Jr., and Valakunas. The Valakunas, their damn center, man. Morant off the chain, love the long hair. He is a damn fast gentleman, man. That point guard is off the chain. So, and Brooks is a scoring machine, and looks like he's in a weight room too, man. That kid's amped up. So I'd be very careful there. You know, I'd probably grab the 4, to tell you the honest truth. You want me to be honest with you, man? SRQ Talk Show. In fact, you know, we're not keeping records like we used to. I'm sorry, the Jersey boys, that we're not taking bets anymore. But I'll tell you what, Grizzly Warriors, give me the 4.5. I'll take it. There you go. Your boy Roy's saying it might not be a lock, but it's definitely my pick. I'm taking the damn Memphis Grizzlies gobbling up 4.5. I love the Morant kid. So I think Memphis has a really exciting team there. Draymond's not going to be up to the Laker game. They're going to be beat up from the Laker game, man. They're going to wrap it up over there. Steph Curry might go off. He'll score probably 40 points, all of them from 3-point half-court shots. That kid is so good. Steph Curry is amazing, man. Practice your craft so much that you can hit like half-court shots, like falling into the stands, the farthest 3-point area without going out of bounds and just hit it falling down. That's just amazing to me. I love watching Steph Curry. I am definitely a fan. Let's keep our eye on the clock. We're doing well so far. So what else happened here, man? Yeah, so Marv Albert's gone. Seminole Sports Gambling coming to Florida. And that's not going to be legal until October 15th. They're keeping you in the know, man. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Hit me up with an email. Any opinions on what we have, any of the latter shows that we've had. You could archive the show as well. Just go to our website, srqtalk.com, and that'll get you there. And that'll also give you the option to leave me a 60-second message. Give me your thoughts, man. Let your voice be heard. And then there was... oh, yeah, and there was this that the Clippers tanked. The rumor had it on Monday that the Clippers tanked in the last two games against Houston and in Oklahoma City or whatever. One of those garbage teams that had no chance. They sat some of their players. They tanked to avoid the damn Lakers. I mean, really? I mean, is your ego that big, Lakers, that you think that the Clippers are dodging you? Maybe they are, because the Clippers would have had to play the Lakers in the play-in game. They would have had to play the Lakers instead of the Warriors. So, but they dumped those last two games, and they became the sixth seed or something like that. Don't have time. I only have a 30-minute show. But the word on the street is that that's not true. So there's some people that are saying that the Clippers tanked it to avoid the Lakers. They're going to come to head-to-head to the Lakers. They just don't want to go out on the just like if the Lakers would have lost, you know, the defending champions that beat my Miami Heat last year in the bubble. You're going to tell me you're going to go out like that by Steph Curry? No way. So that's why the Lakers looked horrible in the first half. I watched that game from beginning to end, and I can tell you that the Lakers look atrocious. Anthony Davis looked overpaid and overrated, to tell you the honest truth. He's a big-ass body and a specimen, but Dwight Howard was also, you know, and they're missing Dwight Howard. Let me tell you, they are definitely missing that presence, because their team definitely doesn't look like championship team. Even though Caruso is that little white guy, little bald white guy that looks like more than an accountant than anything, he's dribbling like a damn maniac out there, hitting three pointers and all kinds of things. So hats off to that player, Caruso, man. He's just crazy. Crazy fast and just erratic, always cutting, always he saved the Lakers. The Lakers played well defensively in the second half. LeBron, of course, hit that three-pointer from way beyond the arc there after he got fingered by Draymond Green. What? Yeah, that's it. A little finger in the eye there. That controversial foul that some people wanted a flagrant, and I'm glad they didn't call a flagrant. To me, it wasn't a flagrant, okay? LeBron is a damn truck coming down. Draymond was playing out of his mind defense there, and no will and intentions. They're friends off the court, so there's no intent there. There's no motive there to do that. They want LeBron on the field because, you know, some of these players, their ego's so big that they don't want to say that they won because LeBron was off. But LeBron did get a whole finger in the eye there, apparently, and he dramatic. Of course, it was all drama for the last 5 minutes of the game of him, you know, on the sidelines with his eye and people coming up to him and tending to him. Can we get the finger out? Draymond's just laughing away, man, saying, that's just tough D. That's how it goes. It's your boy, Roy, man, SRQ Talk. Loving that it's the weekend coming up. I got my Flocka coming over tonight. And a couple of things to do with mom on a Saturday. Gonna take her to a doctor's appointment. That's how packed they are here locally in Sarasota in the Sun Coast with doctor's appointments that they're scheduling the stuff on Saturday. Unbelievable there. But that's basically it, man. The play-in games were very exciting. Hockey with your damn Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's go over that because hockey is off the chain, man. In Florida, it's the Battle of Florida there. It's the damn Florida Panthers finally making the playoffs in the NHL. And they're going up against your damn Tampa Bay Lightning, man. And let me see. They started it off. Let's see. On Monday, I think they kicked it off. And that was one of the best games I've seen in a long time. I know I say that and it's overused, but I really do mean it, man. Let me tell you, the Monday game against they kicked it off. Not the Panthers in Tampa. That was on Tuesday, but the Bruins and Capitals. Bruins took a 1-0 lead on the Capitals by beating them 4-3. The Hurricanes, Carolina Hurricanes, which I was very impressed with. This is the same team that blew out and swept your Tampa Bay Lightning in one of the Stanley Cup finals there. Carolina beat the Predators of Nashville 5-2. And then you have the Avalanche, which is some people have them as the best team in hockey. They took care of the Blues 4-1. They were a huge favorite, too, at 335, minus 335, if you can believe that. But Tuesday was the day I'm talking about, man. Lightning, Panthers. Lightning, they prevailed 3-1 in a final there. Maybe I'm not thinking about this game. I think I'm thinking about the Wednesday game. But Lightning was 3-1. I'm talking about the 5-4 game. But the Minnesota Wild were victims to the Golden Knights, Vegas Golden Knights. Golden Knights beat them 3-1, Lightning 3-1. The Islanders fell to the Penguins 2-1. The Canucks doubled up the Flames 4-2. That all happened on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the Canucks, the Flames came back to give it back to Vancouver. They won 6-2. That was an early game at 3:30 on the 19th. And the Capitals, let me see, the Bruins beat the Capitals 3-2. The Hurricanes beat the Predators 3-0. The Winnipeg Jets beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-1. And the Avalanche doubled up the Blues 6-3. And that all happened on Wednesday the 19th. Thursday is the game I'm referring to where the Panthers beat the Lightning 6-5. No, that happened yesterday. So Lightning beat the Panthers 6-5 last night, and that was one of the greatest games. There was a point in the game where the Lightning had a two-goal lead, and there was a point in the game where the Panthers had a two-goal lead. And in my eyes, the Lightning, you know, they choked it up, man. They gave that game away. They could have stole that game. Panthers stole it instead, 6-5, putting that series at 2-1. Penguins, they survived the Islanders 5-4 there. Canadians of Battle Canada there. Canadians against the Maple Leafs. That's old school. That don't get no more old school than that. Canadians doubled them up there 2-1. And the Golden Knights just keep on putting the beating on the Minnesota Wild. They beat them 5-2. Let's check the time. We're almost out of time here, guys. There is no more. We went over the week that was May 10th through the 17th. That's what we're doing here on Fridays. We'd love for you to join us. We told you on where we can be found in pretty much any podcast format we can be found on, or simply just by Googling us, going to YouTube. We're everywhere. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. I want to thank everybody that's listened, everybody that participates in the show. You can do as the same by dropping me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or going straight to our website and leaving me a 60-second message. srqtalk.com. There is no more. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back on next Friday, which will be our Memorial Day weekend show. So stay tuned for that. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.